Mike Hosking Breakfast with New Zealand Mint. News Talk ZB.
Oliver Hartwich, who is for the New Zealand Initiative, you've got to read his piece in the Herald this morning. He's come to my rescue. I was railing against this new social unemployment insurance the other day on the program. It's a mistake. And fortunately, he's come to the party and backed it up with some specific examples from Germany. So Germany is the place where social insurance, this is the insurance if you get laid off, you know, you're going to get some money. They've not decided how much or for how long, but you're going to get some money beyond the unemployment benefit. And I was arguing we already have a system. You can cover yourself with insurance or you can save some money for a rainy day, whatever you like. Anyway, Germany's the place where all this began in the late 19th century. And the introduction was not the work of socialists, interestingly enough. The idea originated with Otto von Bismarck. And Bismarck later wrote, "My thought was to win over, or shall I say bribe, the working classes to see the state as a social institution that exists for their sake and wants to provide for their welfare." Bismarck's social insurance thus served a political purpose. And initially there were three of them. There was the health insurance, there was the accident insurance, and an old age pension insurance. Now, the political nature of the insurance scheme, writes Oliver, was most visible in the old age pension, because when it was introduced, the age of eligibility was 70 years. Meantime, life expectancy at the time for men at birth was 37. So very few workers would qualify for it. But that was the point, you see. For the German politicians, social insurance was a tool. It gave them power, more money and more discretion, which is exactly what this lot here are doing. So what do you pay? Well, your average German single earner on an annual salary of 80 grand, income tax is 12,700. That's a bit lower than what it would be here, which is 17,200. So they pay 12,700, we pay 17,200. On top of this income, though, there are social security contributions totaling another 15,900. And this is where this thing goes. He's arguing this creep. You'll start off low and you think, oh, it's not that bad. Next thing you know, you're paying a fortune. So the person on 80 grand in Germany is paying 12,700 plus 15,900. In total, $28,600. Net pay on the same salary is about 20% lower than in New Zealand. So the situation's even worse, he says, because the employer pays an additional contribution on top of that. And that is another $19,200. So you're paying your tax at 12,700, you're paying your contribution at 15,900, total 28,600, and then your employer pays 19,200 on top of that. So in summation, the average employee will cost the employer 60,000 euros on a gross salary of 47,000 euros. It's ridiculous. And that's where it goes. It starts off low. They've got you by the short and curlies. They tell you it's good for you, and you're playing through the nose. So all the detail and the history of that's well worth reading this morning. Oliver Hartwich, Social Insurance Lessons from Germany. Beware.